and welcome to The Learning Show on 103.2 Dublin City FM. The show is to encourage, support and help people improve both their working and personal lives through continuous learning. I'm Laura Fitzsimons and I'm a training and presenting coach, and I'm very happy today to talk to my guest, and we're going to be talking about healthy eating. She is a recipe developer, a food writer, a food photographer, cook and consultant, and if that's not going to keep her busy enough, she's also the membership officer for Network Ireland, the Dublin branch. I'd like to extend a lovely warm welcome to Jess O'Toole from La Domestique. Is that correct, the
Perfect.
Pronunciation?
Yes, oh, great. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. Thank you so much for joining us here this afternoon. Okay, maybe if you can give us a little bit of background to yourself. Obviously, people don't know yet, but I know you were born in the States, because that's going to come through very quickly. So a little bit of background on yourself, please, Jess.
So I was born in Arkansas, down in the deep south, where we say, how are y'all doing?
Okay. Yeah. I lived down in Florida for a long
good.
Time. So yeah, very similar.
But I'm born and raised there, and married an Irish man, which brought me here. Yeah. So, where should I start?
Well, start how you actually, your journey, because you've a very interesting, what's you've gone through in your life in order for you to get to this whole healthy eating, and how you're an advocate for healthy eating. If you're okay sharing that.
So to start off, I had just a normal childhood and was very excited to go off to college, you know, and then I got sick with leukemia. And it was something that happened all of a sudden, you know, over just a course of days. I got extremely ill and had to be medevaced on a jet to a major hospital.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, you know, I'd only been in college for about 2 months. So, and, you know, an abrupt end to college, a year of chemotherapy, radiation, bone marrow transplant. My only sister saved my life.
Oh, wow.
But after that, you know, that was a pretty big change in the direction of my life.
So how did that then evolve into, not that evolve, that's not the right term, how did you come then into the whole healthy eating, and then you moved into that space?
So after I recovered from leukemia, I became a nurse. I went to college, back to college, and I then I worked at St. Jude Children's Hospital, which is a famous hospital in the United States for children suffering from cancer. And after about 3 years of nursing, I started to develop a real passion for food on the side, and I worked nights in a culinary school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And one day I just, over time, I just started to realize, you know, this is my real passion. So I, you know, decided to make a career change.
Yeah.
And had to start from scratch. I went to, you know, the city center. We had moved to Boulder, Colorado.
Oh, right. Okay.
And I just walked into every restaurant in town trying to look for a job to get into the restaurant industry.
Oh, wow. For twos.
And so I got a job as a hostess in a fine dining French restaurant. And from there, I did every job in there, you know, hostess, busboy, you know, and worked up into the kitchen, which is where I really wanted to be.
Yeah.
So I, you know, once I had learned everything I could in that restaurant, I went to an Italian restaurant and started, you know, started again there.
Oh, God, that's amazing. And such tenacity to do that, because some people go, no, I just only want to work in the kitchen. I don't want to be working as a hostess. But it's a great way. I'm a great believer that you need to start anywhere and everywhere in any type of business, just to really learn the ropes, the operational side of things. So, and then you started off again then in Italian restaurant. God, you're some woman.
And you know, then the recession hit in the United States, and it was really tough in the restaurant industry. And I ended up going to work for a bakery and learning how to bake. So, you know, working those baker's hours, getting up at 3 a.m. every morning. So, you know, and after a few years of doing these things, I just, the lifestyle of having these unsociable hours, you know, I was like really wanting to be at home when my family was at home. So I decided I would get into food photography.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Tell me about that then. How did you get into that?
So really, blogging was just getting big in the United States, you know, 2008, 2009. And I just picked up a camera and started taking photos. And at first they were really bad, you know.
Well, it's interesting. I had a good friend of mine on here a short while while ago, Stephen Dempsey. And I know you said you actually listened to the podcast. He's a photographer. And I'm amazed by people just pick up the camera and go. But your stuff looks amazing. I've seen things on your website. It looks really good. So I'm sure those photographs you took initially weren't that bad at all. You're probably just very critiquing yourself quite harshly.
Well, it's really interesting. Actually, people often I get approached by people who want to learn how to do food photography, and they say your photos are amazing, you know, but it took years to get here.
Yeah.
You know, and I really, when I first started blogging, I photographed food every day.
Okay.
You know, so I was putting blog posts out every day. And after a year of doing that, you know, you improve. And it really, you know, what do they say? It takes 10,000 hours to master something.
Yeah.
You know, but you can't skip the hard work it takes.
You've got to go
to develop that.
That's what Stephen said as well. And you have to go through that. You know, you have to learn. You have to learn your, mm-hmm. your task. You have to learn what you're doing. Okay, and where did that take you then from doing those daily blogs with the photographs?
Yeah. Well, as I started to develop my craft and develop my style, you know, I was able to start freelancing, basically, is what I did. And so when I get one client, one magazine or website, it often led to another, you know. So I started, we have a famous chain of grocery stores in America called Whole Foods.
Oh, right.
So I started to write and do photography for them, you know. And, but it's like, you know, in this world of freelance, and you may have experienced this, you know, it's all about relationships, and if you do good work, you know, consistently, you get called back.
And then they'll tell everybody else. And that's how, it's interesting. That's exactly how I get my business. I've number of clients I've had for the last 8, 9, 10 years and still call me back and are always very happy to refer me because I'm really, really picky what I do. Because I imagine you are too. Where did you go from there then? So you're doing that and you're working for this large...
Yeah. So I was doing a lot of freelance in the United States, and then my husband woke up one day and said, I want to go home to Ireland.
Okay.
You know? And it was a complete shock.
Okay.
Really exciting though. So I was, you know, thrilled for the opportunity to see somewhere new. So we uprooted and moved here to Ireland with 2 suitcases each.
Wow.
We sold everything.
Oh my gosh.
And when I got here, you know, over time I stopped the freelancing because I was mostly working for the United States and, you know, whatever, certain things happened. Some publications went under, you know, client, you know, and over time as the freelancing kind of died down and I started to decide, you know, what is it I want to do here now that I'm in Ireland?
Yeah.
We had actually moved from America to Cavan, I should mention.
Oh, right. Okay.
Which was, you know, quite an adjustment.
Very quiet. Yeah.
So, it's quieter up there, you know, it's out in the country. And I started something called Culinary Cavan.
Oh, tell me about that. That sounds really interesting. Very catchy name, first of all. Go and tell me about that.
So I was very passionate about, you know, trying to discover the food scene up there. And there are local producers, but they just don't have the kind of reputation as the south of Ireland, you know, as Cork. But there are people doing great things up there. And there are also people who want to have good food experiences, you know, like go out for tasting menus and, you know, try new things. So I was really trying to reach out to the community and create a place where people could come together. And we did pop-up dinners. We did like a game tasting menu. So the local hunting club supplied all the game, you know.
Oh, gosh, that's brilliant.
Yeah. And working with the farmers market up there. So, you know, so that's what I was doing in Cavan. Yeah.
Wow. And then what happened then that you're now down here? Yeah. You're based now down in Dublin.
I'm down in Dublin now. So after a year in Cavan, my husband's job brought us to Dublin.
Okay.
You know, and I was really excited, you know, to come to Dublin because there's just so much happening here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we've been here since April, and I've really been trying to find my feet and, you know, talk to people, discover what it is they're looking for. And over time, I've really realized, you know, everybody's watching cooking television, but we're not cooking. You know?
Oh, really?
So, you know, we're all using this entertainment, but we don't have time.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how many of my friends tell me, I'd love to make your recipes, but I'm so busy, or I'd love to eat healthier. And I started to discover it's like, there's a problem out here I'd really like to solve. So, you know, I really want to help people to cook at home every night, you know.
Yeah.
And I feel like there are people who would really like to achieve that and they just can't seem to get there.
Yeah, I'd say I love cooking. I love baking. It's a passion of mine, and thankfully I've passed it on, at least to my daughter. My sons just want to eat instantly. But I have to say, I love that. It's interesting. I was actually working with some people last week. One was Dervil O'Rourke. She's an ex-runner for Ireland. And she was doing a speech the next day about food. But what I might do is, in a few minutes, come back to that after the break. Mm-hmm. What I'd like to do, though, first of all, is can you just give me your contact details, Jess?
Yes. So my name is Jessica O'Toole, and my website is ladomestique.com. And it's spelled just like it sounds, LADOMESTIQUE.
Oh, I love the intonation in your voice, and you've got such a lovely facial. You'd be fantastic at presenting. You come across so well, so lovely. And the origin of the name, we're just curious where that came
okay.
from.
So a lot of my training in food was in, you know, French cooking.
Oh, okay. As you said already.
I love that sound of that word. And I also like the sound of domestic and, you know, Nigella Lawson's domestic goddess,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, so, she's amazing. Yeah. She's amazing. She talk about facial expressions there. We can come back and talk about that when we come back after the song break. I'm here with Jessica O'Toole of La Domestique, and she's given out her contact details already. So it's ladomestique.com, is that correct? Okay. The contact details for the Learning Show, the email address is thelearningshow@dublincityfm.ie, that's lowercase. Facebook /thelearningshow, also all lowercase. And the Twitter handle is @thelearningshow, and that's capital T, L and S. So we're going to take a song break now with one of my most favourite singers. I have to say, my eldest son doesn't understand how I can relate to somebody so young, but I absolutely love him. So we're going to listen to Ed Sheeran singing Sing. Hi, welcome back to The Learning Show on 103.2 Dublin City FM. That was the amazing Ed Sheeran singing Sing, and I couldn't help but dance around in my seat here because I absolutely love that song, and I love music, as everybody knows. I'm here with Jessica O'Toole, or Jess O'Toole as she's known, of La Domestique, and I'm having a really interesting conversation in her background. She's an amazing lady, very tenacious, very ambitious, just super lady to interview, and just such an interesting background. But something we talked about before the break, Jess, you were talking about people say that they don't, and obviously people have very busy lifestyles. I mean, it is busy, you know, people are working full time, they're trying to juggle home life with work and maybe whatever extracurricular activities they'd like to get up to. But people have a challenge around time. So what suggestions would you give them for, say, around recipes and healthy eating?
Well, I do totally empathize. You know, even I struggle with these things. I have a home to take care of, a family to, you know, make sure the laundry gets done and everybody's off to where they need to go, you know. So I also think that a lot of us don't have any mental space. Like, we're so busy thinking about so many things, you know, and, you know, everything is just coming at us at once. So where I have come in is, how do I take the thinking out of it, right?
Okay.
So that, you know, it's like decision-free living, you know.
I like the sound of this.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Have you heard of that? So like President Obama wears the same suit to work every day because it's one less decision he has to make.
Right. I wasn't aware of that. Okay. Yeah. He just changes his tie, obviously. Yeah. Then he has them all set up, I'd say, in some walk-in closet, I would imagine. Yeah. Okay.
So I do think it's like, you know, if you fail to plan, then you plan to fail, right?
Yeah.
And planning really is what it all comes down to. So if you can just set aside a little time on the weekend to plan out the week, and even to the point of the time you're going to spend, like, I am going to cook the soup on this day, put it in the freezer, you know, and all that. And in my ideal world, you know, my programs do that for you, so you don't have to do the planning.
Okay.
Yeah. But you know, and it doesn't have to be complicated, the kind of food that you make. You know, coming up with five dishes, you know, Monday night is curry night, Tuesday night is, you know, stew. There's nothing wrong with that. You know?
Mm-hmm. I have to say, because I have three children, and two are definite teenagers. One is just 19. My youngest then is 12. She'll be 13 mm-hmm. next year. And the challenge I have is they only like certain foods. Now, I am very particular. I like it has to be fresh vegetables. There mm-hmm. has to everything's freshly prepared. I'm not a big believer in taking chicken McNuggets, or not the chicken McNuggets in advertising for McDonald's, taking nuggets out of the freezer and putting them on. I like everything freshly prepared because I'm just picky about the food. But the challenge I have is when I don't like that, and I don't like stew, and I don't like, but I try and stick to probably not, maybe not as definitely Monday night's curry now. Mm-hmm. I try and vary it, but I have probably about 7 or 8 general ones sure. that I would use. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I probably repeat one a little bit more often.
Oh, yeah.
But when you say to plan them out, you reference there that say you make a curry or you make a big pot of stew or yeah. something else you said, then you stick it in the freezer. So yeah. would you do that like in volume that then you get a couple yeah. of dinners out of that? Or?
So, and I would do a mixture of things. So I do believe in seasonal cooking and also the health component. It is important to eat a varied diet so that you get all your nutrients,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So I would do a mixture. So I would freeze a few things, but also one cuisine that I take a lot of inspiration from is Middle Eastern cuisine.
Oh, okay.
And they do a lot of salads that keep well. So,
okay.
you know, maybe on Sunday, put together a few salads, like, you know, marinated salads. So
okay, now you have to enlighten yeah. me on that. Now I'm completely in the dark because I'm quite boring with my salads, except to throw some normally roasted nuts in. But tell me about Mediterranean salads.
So a marinated salad.
A marinated salad.
Yeah. So these are salads that are going to hold up for a couple of days,
all
and
right.
you could have 3 or 4 in the fridge, you know, and maybe one of the kids likes the certain one.
Yeah.
I have one that's carrot and mango
Ooh.
With a lime dressing,
Ooh.
And that will keep for 2 days. You know, there's you know chickpeas, those the
yeah.
garbanzo beans.
Yeah.
Those are really great in a marinated salad with tomatoes and cucumber, you know, but cabbage with balsamic vinegar.
I'm trying to write all this
yeah.
down. I'm going to have to talk to you after when we come off air.
But if you have a handful of those in the fridge and then you've
and
got
you can leave them there for a couple of days, obviously
yeah.
in a sealed container, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
yeah,
and they actually get better over, you know,
oh, really?
A day or two as the flavors kind of mingle.
Yeah.
Say. So, but yeah, it's good, you know, just to have a few things in the fresh, the frozen, and then you've always got something. I don't know if you've ever heard of, you know, in the fitness world, they say if you have your clothes to work out in, put out, and then
yeah.
you wake up the next day, you're gonna, and all you focus on is putting the clothes on,
yeah.
and then you'll go to the gym.
Yeah, you're more, you're definitely more motivated. The fact that
yeah.
there is like, oh, look, all I have to do is just put them on and get out the door. And let's say it's
same
probably the
cooking.
Same kind
yeah.
of psychology applying. That the food, the good stuff is there.
It's
you're not going to go for the
yeah.
bad stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's really interesting. So that's like to put. I can see what you're talking about there for dinners. What about snacks? Because there's one challenge I don't have because I'm very particular. And I showed you earlier on. I've got my bag of unsalted nuts or cashews
yeah.
out because I'm hypoglycemic, so I have to keep my sugar
yeah.
level up. And also, I like to snack on healthy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But some people, I often hear like, all I could get was a packet of crisps, or I just
yeah.
grab something quick from the. Nothing wrong with the deli, but what kind
mm-hmm.
of advice would you give people for, you know, healthy type of snacks that they should
yeah.
take with them or pick up when they're out on the road?
Well, I'll give you my favorite healthy
oh, yes.
snack.
Lovely. I'm looking
and
all the
it's
nice
It's going to change your whole world. It's
oh,
really
great.
Good.
I've got to just
yeah.
slow so I can get all the notes.
So, you know, the dates. Little dates.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And filling them with like a nut butter. And so like almond butter or you could do peanut butter, but almond butter is a healthier option than peanut butter.
I've never even heard of almond. Where would you get
and
that?
And so coming from the States, from America,
yeah.
I know we're big into our nut butters.
Yeah.
And I believe you can get this in Ireland in like the health food shops.
All right,
but it's
okay.
also easy to make. It's literally just toast some almonds and then pop them in the food processor, grind them, and add just enough oil to make it into a paste.
And what type of oil then would you use?
Like, you can do olive oil.
Olive oil?
You know, any kind of neutral. But it's really good. And if you do it yourself, you're getting that fresh roasted nut flavor, you know, hazelnut oil, hazelnut butter is really good.
And that's made the same way?
Yeah,
it?
And that's what's in Nutella, hazelnut, you know.
So, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But so a little nut butter in a date and sprinkle a little bit of the coconut on top.
Desiccated?
The desiccated coconut. And that is my absolute favorite snack. It's really
so
good.
So very high in protein. But
yeah.
just to step back to the dates, the only
yeah.
dates I know of
mm-hmm.
are the ones I used to get as a child. I
mm-hmm.
used to come out around Christmas for some reason. And they were sort of like in this oblong
yeah.
type of container
mm-hmm.
and they're all stuffed in there and they were absolutely sugary sweet. To me, that's I didn't like it. Where would you get like dates that are not like
so
that?
So they're actually, well, and I would say they are pretty widely available in your, you know, fresh fruit grocers,
okay,
you know,
okay.
but and I get the medjool dates and they do have that. They are sugary, but I try to look for ones you can. Some of them are very dry.
Okay.
And then you can kind of see the ones that are a little bit more moist and they're nicer, you
yeah.
know, to eat. But they are the medjool types. So.
And then what you just cut those and scoop the inside out to get the other
yeah,
stuff
you just
in?
Take
or?
The, you don't have to. You just cut a little slit in there and take that pit out and then
oh, yes, okay.
just spoon a little bit of nut butter in. But you're getting a little bit of sugar, you know, from the date and then
yeah.
the protein, which kind of stays with you. And it's just my favorite snack. And when I share it with people, they usually are like really into it. They
wow,
like,
I'm
going
to have to check that one out. Because what I think, I would imagine, I have a terrible sweet tooth. Mm-hmm. And for me, that would probably give that kind of, get that little sweet kick. And then I'm okay. Yeah. Then I don't feel like I have to go up to the... My secret stash, as I call it, up to the chocolate biscuits, because sometimes I can run havoc completely.
It's like
with
nature's candy bar, you know?
Yeah, okay. Any other suggestions then for quick snacks that you can...
Well, and if you're dining, you know, if you're grabbing and going, one of my favorite things I actually had yesterday, and I was like, I just love those little sushi packs, you know, with the rice rolls.
Yes, I love those.
You do feel very healthy after, you know, they have the tiny ones and it's like just a nice little bite to get you going.
And I love the wasabi because I just love that. Mm-hmm. That's gorgeous. And they're good. And they're easy. I have to say, you can pick those up in most places. Yeah, and they're like €4. I'd actually have those for my lunch. That would actually fill me now for my lunch. I wouldn't be not a big eater. I eat regularly, but small bits throughout the day.
And that has the fish in it. And, you know, like when they have the salmon and the tuna, which has omega-3, which is, you know, really a good fat for you, you know, and it's also good for your brain.
Yeah.
And, you know, even helping your mood. So, you know, pulling you out of depression and stuff like that. Yeah. It's really important. So.
Oh, very good. Very good. No, I am a big believer in, as I say, I have my low-fat cheese slices. I carry those around. And I said my nuts then as well. Mm-hmm. Anything else that people can simply just stuff into their bags? They don't have to worry about maybe keeping things cool.
Yeah. Well, and when you mentioned cheese, I love cheese and crackers and maybe a little bit of fruit conserve, you know, like the cherry, a little bit of cherry on top. And that's really nice, you know. So, but yeah.
Okay, that's it. Fascinating. So there's no excuse for us to be going and looking at the bags of crisps and the packets of popcorn. Yeah. Well, the popcorn's probably not so bad. It doesn't have, as long as it doesn't have all the salt. Salt and I don't get on, so I try and avoid salt. So some fantastic ideas of what you can eat healthily from dinner point of view and also snacks. Just very quickly before we wrap up, maybe if you can just tell us, you are the membership officer for the Network Dublin branch of Network Ireland. So maybe just give me a little bit of information on that before we go to...
Yes, so we are an organization for women in business, and we have members of every type, from huge corporations to entrepreneurs and everything in between. And it's great for camaraderie, support, and to be around women who are achieving great things. And the Dublin branch actually had the Businesswoman of the Year this year
for
the whole country. Her name is Muna. So that was really exciting,
Well, I'm a member myself, and I've had the ladies in a number of times. Ciara O'Donnell, the ex-president, and now we have Morgan that's come in as the new president. So I have to say, it is a great organisation. But thinking that you're only here since April, you got involved very quickly. Like, that's only a matter of months, and you're out there, and you're making yourself known, and you're doing a great job of personal branding. So fantastic, really, really interesting. So best of luck with that. I'm sure you're staying on the committee, because I think the AGM's coming up shortly.
Yeah.
So
it'll be a great year.
Okay, well, best of luck with that. But I would love you to come in again, because I know you have a detox program we'd love to hear, that we're going to need to hear. So I'll just give out your contact details, and then we'll go into wrap. Yeah.
So my website is ladomestique.com, and my name is Jessica O'Toole. Thank you for having
me. You're so welcome. I'm delighted to have you. Thank you so much. I'll just give out the contact details of the show. The email address is thelearningshow@dublincityfm.ie, Facebook/thelearningshow, Twitter handle is @thelearningshow, capital T, L and S. Thank you to my guest, Jess O'Toole. Tune in next week to learn tips and techniques to improve your working and personal lives. I'm Laura Fitzsimons, and thank you for listening to The Learning Show on 103.2 Dublin City FM.